Well, honestly, I think in this case here, what I've got, everything can be fixed in software. It's the software side that's buggy. Like, they don't have the Wires X mode. You know, it's a shack-in-a-box type of radio. They don't have Wires X, and that's they initially promised it in August, and now they're saying it's coming in the December update. So the December update is going to have Wires X, and that's just the button, you know, just pressing the button and being able to navigate the repeaters or whatever, your hotspot. But it works with Fusion right now. You know, you can talk on Fusion right now. You just can't steer nodes. So, you know, and that's trivial. I mean, a lot of these problems that I'm saying are pretty trivial, because it's like you can still operate the radio. You can still use it. It's just the software, they didn't complete it. They just, you know, like you were saying, they rushed it to market.
Well, I had also heard from other hams that the FT1X did not have such a great receiver. They really hype it up because of its portability and all that stuff, just like the 705, but the 705 doesn't have that problem. If I had my druthers, I will most likely go with a 705 or a 7100. Currently speaking, for all the digital codecs that are out there, D-Star is the only one that can go from zero to lights. I mean, all the bands, all the ham bands are capable of operating D-Star. Fusion, you're stuck with 2 meter and 70 centimeter. P25, 2 meter and 70 centimeter. Not allowed anywhere else. Oh, excuse me, I take it back. It's also available at 900. But nobody makes a 900 radio except for Motorola. And you'd have to add that codec yourself. But and I'm on 900. I got a 900 repeater, but it's analog FM. And don't think that it's all proprietary, because, granted, ICOM has the D-Star, but so does Kenwood.